What's happening around the world? It's time for another serving of News Bites.
最近国内外发生哪些大事？午餐搭配 SRT News Bites， 慢慢的一口接一口，吸收最新时事和趣闻。
Hi everyone, welcome to a new episode of News Bites. I'm Nancy Sun.
And I'm Paz Bueno.
In today's news, a new age for stamps.
A new way to talk it out.
And a tiny sea creature packs a big punch.
Stay tuned for more on those stories coming up next.
Top of Taiwan.
中华邮政和集邮的乐趣。Zhonghua Post hopes to revive stamp collecting.
When was the last time you wrote something by hand and sent it through mail? If you wanted to send a letter halfway around the world, it used to take months. Now, you can send a message instantly to someone far away with the click of a button.
In the past, many people liked to collect shouqi stamps. These were small stickers that you stuck onto mail. It shows how much money you paid to send something.
But now, most people are sending messages online, and less people collect stamps. But one company is trying to bring back stamp collecting as a fun hobby.
The Zhonghua Post has a stamp collecting program. It sends newly issued, 发行, stamps to subscribers, 订阅者.
20 years ago, there were 31,000 long-term subscribers, but today there are only 15,000 left.
Zhonghua Post says stamps are like a country's business card, 名片. It says through stamps, you can learn about a country's history, culture, and more. And sending letters with these stamps to other countries allows others to know more about Taiwan.
The stamps of Taiwan are divided into three categories. Stamps that are used as postage, 邮资, commemorative,纪念性, stamps for special events, and special themed stamps.
Zhonghua Post has some ideas to help everyone enjoy stamp collecting. The company thinks elementary students would have fun collecting stamps. The company says it has lots of things that students can use, and they think stamp experts could be invited to schools to tell students about what they know.
Zhonghua Post is also introducing stamps with special themes. The stamps show famous cartoon characters that many young people like.
虽然集邮的人数减少了许多，但许多收藏家还是非常热衷于这个活动。For them, every stamp is a piece of art and history.
Going Global.
人工智慧治疗师能超越真人吗?
Can AI therapists help us?
Artificial intelligence has brought a lot of changes for the world, and more changes may be coming. Some people believe AI can help mental health.
A woman is going through a hard time. She just lost her job and moved back in with her family.She and her boyfriend have been arguing, 吵架, a lot. The woman wanted some help.
So she tried seeing a therapist, 心理治疗师, once a week. She hoped this would help her get through her struggles, 困境, but it wasn't working very well. She didn't feel she could be totally honest with the therapist, and she didn't want to burden, 负担, her friends with her problems.
One night, she logged onto a website called Character.ai. It's a chatbot, 聊天机器人, that can talk like a real person. The woman used the website to build herself a personal psychologist, 心理医师.
She made the chatbot caring, supportive, and intelligent. And she talked with the chatbot a few times a week.
When she was worried about finding a job, the chatbot gave her positive reassurance, an wei. When she couldn't muster, 鼓起, the energy to exercise, the chatbot encouraged her.
The woman says she felt like the chatbot was just a normal person talking to her.
And the chatbot lived in her cell phone. It was always patient and always ready to talk. The woman says she doesn't have to worry about what she says.
Since AI took a huge step through ChatGPT, people have grown used to talking to AI. Now, millions are using chatbots for emotional needs. This raises the question, can talking to an AI therapist help us?
There are definitely some advantages, 好处, but experts say there are some downsides too.
We might rely too much on chatbots. In the end, it's not a real person. It might not give appropriate, 适当的 advice like a real therapist.
So AI can help us with some emotions, but we should still get professional help if we need it.
The Recap.
So, in today's News Bites, Zhonghua Post is trying to bring back stamp collecting as a fun hobby. It has a stamp collecting program, and it believes through stamps you can learn about a country's history, culture, and more.
And can talking to an AI therapist help us? There are definitely some advantages, but experts say there are some downsides too. We should still get professional help if we need it.
And now for today's tasty tidbit. Animals make lots of noises. There are some really loud ones.
But what's the loudest living animal?
Nope. Nope, not that one either. It's a shrimp!
The tiger pistol shrimp lives in the ocean. It has a special large claw. When it snaps this claw, it makes an air bubble that bursts with a loud crack.
This crack can be over 200 decibels. That's louder than a gunshot.
Wow. And that's today's episode of News Bites. If you have a fun fact, a joke, or interesting news you'd like to share with us, record your message and send us your tasty tidbit to newsbites@icrt.com.tw. You might hear it at the end of an episode.
We'll see you next time for an exciting new episode of News Bites.
ICRT 与教育部国民及学前教育署下次继续和您聊新闻。ICRT App 和网站也能重复收听。
More local and international news next time on News Bites. Brought to you by the K-12 Education Administration. Find past episodes available on the ICRT website and app.